The two fruits that most symbolize the Jewish people are the grape and the olive. The grape being wine, the olive being oil. The two represent so many of the things that are important to us. The sanctification of many things through Kiddush and the like are done through wine. And oil is one of the key ingredients for melucha and for kahuna. You have to be anointed with that oil. And yet, what's amazing about both of them is the process with which they're made. There is a famous I Love Lucy where she has to make grapes. She has to turn grapes into wine. And you see her in this massive vat and she's stomping and smashing. That's really what happens with wine. And it's not really any different with oil. You take the olives and you smash them and smash them and smash them. What is the significance of the fact that these two are so intrinsically connected to what we are as Jews? Perhaps the message that the Torah is trying to send us is that you can take something that is fine, intact, it's whole, and sometimes it has to get beaten and really run through the wringer, and only in the end does one emerge in a place where you're in a better place than you were. The grape might be okay, but it turns into wine. The olive might be something really special, but look what it becomes. It becomes so much more. And that really is the message of the Jewish people, is that the Jewish people start in a place where they're good. They're fine, they're okay, but look what happens. Ultimately, through the Kor HaBarzel, they purify themselves, they sanctify themselves, and they become so much greater. That is an incredibly powerful message that is wrapped up in the olive and within the wine. Although perhaps there isn't one more piece to it. You see, the olive oil also has another special quality to it. And that is that no matter what you do to it, if you put it with another liquid, it is impossible to mix in. It is so pure that it always stays to itself. That really is something remarkable that explains the greatness of the Jewish people. The Jewish people, no matter how hard people try to make them a part of everything around them, they remain pure and whole and intact. They might be beaten, but they will stay a unique entity unto itself. Have a great day.